AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Another winter storm is barreling across the Deep South. A meteorologist at the National Weather Service says Birmingham, Alabama could get heavy, wet snow from this storm.
Snow accumulations, especially just north of Birmingham, but especially between Birmingham and Huntsville, there could be a band of 4 to 6 inches, maybe some locally higher amounts.
The mayor of Atlanta says his city is also bracing for heavy snow.
There is a 100% chance of snow. And the forecast that we're receiving suggests that the snow will be between 2 and 6 inches.
North Carolina and Virginia are going to take the brunt of the fast-moving storm. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says his state could get everything from freezing rain to more than 8 inches of snow.
We're anticipating a very, very tough storm starting tonight throughout North Carolina, from Asheville all the way to parts of the coast.
Midwesterners are also dealing with snow-covered streets and highways. 3 men have been arrested on charges they were trying to join the Islamic State group in Syria.
2 of the 3 men accused of plotting to join up with the group that calls itself Islamic State appeared before a judge in Brooklyn. Adam Perlmutter, appointed to represent 19-year-old Akror Sadakhmatov, says just because the charges are grave doesn't mean they're true.
You know, it's my hope that in America in the 21st century, in 2015, that the presumption of innocence still holds.
The defendants came to police attention when 24-year-old Abdurasul Hasanovich Juraboyev posted on an Uzbek language website that promulgates Islamic State ideology. Shoot Obama, then get ourselves shot, he wrote. That will strike fear in the hearts of infidels. They're charged with providing aid to terrorists. Warren Levinson, New York.
A third man is being held in Florida, where he was arrested. This is AP Radio News. The armed men who abducted an American missionary this week in Nigeria are said to be demanding a ransom of nearly $200,000.
The Reverend Phyllis Sorter's sponsoring denomination, the Free Methodist Church, says she was kidnapped Monday by 5 armed men. Nigerian police confirmed the ransom demand, but a longtime friend, Ohio pastor Brenda Young, believes Sorter would not want a ransom to be paid for her release.
I think that she would feel that it would embolden people to do the same thing.
A Nigerian police official investigating the abduction said the general belief there is that Americans can afford to pay ransoms, but added that he hopes Sorter's family won't negotiate with the kidnappers. I'm Steve Coleman.
The U.S. Senate is a step closer tonight to approving funding to prevent a partial shutdown Friday night at midnight at the Department of Homeland Security. No word what the House will do. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.